This piece was brought to you by Whole Foods Market, wholefoodsmarket.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Science and technology.
Food scientist Dave Arnold's been hosting Cooking Issues on HeritageRadioNetwork.org for 3 years now, and that means he's had lots of opportunities to talk turkey and Thanksgiving. This year, we'd like to share Dave's greatest hits when it comes to turkey talk. We start with him explaining his wacky method for preparing a deboned turkey for Thanksgiving.
So what we do is you take aluminum, I make an aluminum skeleton, and I pump hot oil through the aluminum skeleton to cook it from the inside out for like an hour or something before I drop it into the rest of the hot fat and then cook the whole thing at the slightly lower temperature. So I give the legs a jump start, I cook them through at 65, because they can also cook a lot longer than the breast without turning kind of fibery. Then I drop the whole bird into the thing, we cook the whole thing through in butter, pick it up, cool it down, and then when it comes Thanksgiving time, we just like spray hot, you know, fat over it, you know, like crisp it up with a fryer, serve out a bird, delicious, awesome. Also, it has no bones, so you can just slice it. Oh, I forgot. We put aluminum foil into the cavity to keep it puffed up during the cooking. Otherwise, it's, you know, a nightmare. Also, I use two circulators so that I can cook the inside and the outside at once. You know, whatever. I take it to the extreme, but I like a good bird.
Next up, a twist on that variation that includes a cool stuffing technique.
I haven't told my mom this yet. I'm going to inside out bone it like I would for a robo turkey, right? Now here's the baller move. My mom's stuffing is great. I don't even care what you think. You think your mom's stuffing is good? Crap on your mom's stuffing. My mom makes good stuff. Everyone likes their own mom's stuffing. You like your mom's stuffing, Stas?
Yeah.
Yeah. No matter what, no matter how overcooked your normal bird is, everyone loves their parents' stuffing, right? Jack, Joe?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to take my mom's stuffing. I'm not even going to touch it. I'm going to let her make it. I'm not going to sit there and be like, hey, Ma, add more sage. By the way, parents don't use sage. They use poultry seasoning because I grew up in like the 50s and 60s. So they use that stuff just called poultry seasoning. Anyway, so we're going to make the stuffing mix. I'm going to heat that sucker up in the oven until it's done. Mix it with a little bit of gravy. Done. So I'm going to take this hot stuffing and I'm going to take my inside out bird, and instead of using aluminum foil, I'm going to shove like boiling hot stuffing into the bird so it starts cooking from the inside out, so the stuffing's already above the cook temp. So the stuffing is actually going to act like a heater, and then throw it into a hot oven, and that turkey's going to be done lickety freaking split, and it's also going to be brined beforehand, so it's not going to be able to cook. So that's going to be my turkey this year. What do you think?
And finally, an example of when some of Dave's out-of-the-box cooking methods go wrong and disrupt the family peace.
I fried my first turkey at my mom's house, and like a little oil spilled on the lawn and killed a patch of grass which no one has walked on in 22 years. And yet I heard about it.
No,
Dave, you destroyed the lawn!
Anyone?
I ruined it all of Thanksgiving. All of it. It's totally ruined. And then next year, my mom's like, hey, Dave. Or 2 years, because I alternate with my in-laws, right? And they, hey, Dave, fry the turkey again. But didn't tell Gerard, my stepfather. I was like, have you told Gerard that we're going to fry the turkey again? She's like, yeah, no problem, no problem. I didn't want to kill the grass, so I did it on the flagstone. And I got oil on the flagstone. And so he went out, and it was one of those sub-freezing Thanksgivings, you know, back before global warming. And he starts hosing down the deck, which starts freezing over to try and get the thing off. So the two Thanksgivings ruined. So I am not bringing the robo-turkey.
On behalf of the Cooking Issues team and Heritage Radio Network, we wish you a happy Thanksgiving and hope you enjoy your turkey no matter how it's prepped. Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.